You're listening to SBS News.
At least 31 migrants have died crossing from France to England when their boat sank off the port of Calais. French authorities say it is the deadliest disaster since the English Channel became a major part of the migrant route. The French Interior Ministry said in a statement that patrol vessels found corpses and people unconscious in the water after a fisherman sounded the alarm. French police then said that the people had died after setting out from Dunkirk, east of Calais, in a boat with around 50 people on board. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe. On the other side of the channel, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson held a crisis meeting.
I'm shocked and appalled and deeply saddened by the loss of life at sea in the channel. I think that the details are still coming in, but more than 20 people have lost their lives, as you know. And my thoughts and sympathies are, first of all, with the victims and their families. And it's an appalling thing that they have suffered.
Mr. Johnson went on to stress the dangers involved in maritime crossings in less than adequate vessels organized by people smugglers.
But I also want to say that this disaster underscores how dangerous it is to cross the channel in this way. And it also shows how vital it is that we now step up our efforts to break the business model of the gangsters who are sending people to sea in this way. And that's why it's so important that we leave no stone unturned to demolish the business proposition of the human traffickers and the gangsters.
French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to find out who was responsible for the tragedy. Former Chief of the British Border Force, Tony Smith, expressed his dismay at the deaths.
Well, first and foremost, tragic, absolutely tragic, what's happened today. And I'm afraid that this was something that was going to occur if we could not fix this problem of cross-channel migrants. It's something that's been escalating for some time now. And these waters, particularly as the year draws on, are increasingly dangerous. These vessels are not seaworthy. They are being run by human smugglers. They are overloaded and they do not carry life-saving equipment. I'm afraid this was a tragedy waiting to happen. We must find a way of stopping these boats, or I'm afraid more will drown.
Mr. Smith is urging tougher action from France to stop migrants from making the voyage.
So what we need to do is work with the French government collaboratively on a joint mission to save lives. Now, that is what we are both obliged to do under the UN Convention of the Law of the Sea. We are obliged to save people who are in peril on international waters. We are not seeing that in French territorial waters. What we are seeing is our boats being launched under the noses of the French police and being pushed out to sea until such time as they reach British territorial waters.
According to the French authorities, 31,500 people attempted to leave for Britain since the start of the year, and 7,800 people have been rescued at sea, figures which doubled since August. Seven people have been confirmed dead or are still missing, feared drowned, after other incidents this year. In Britain, Mr. Johnson's government is coming under intense pressure, including from its own supporters, to reduce the numbers of those crossing. Natalie Elphick, the Conservative MP for the British Channel port of Dover, called the sinking an absolute tragedy and demonstrated the need to stop the crossings at the source.
The seas are incredibly dangerous all of the year, but particularly as winter approaches. And that's why I've been calling for some time to say that we must make sure that those boats are not leaving the French shores.
Ms. Elphick added that as winter is approaching, the seas will get rougher, the water colder, and the risk of even more lives tragically being lost greater. Zoe Gardner of the Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants told the BBC these deaths are tragic.
It's an unthinkable tragedy every time that we hear of more people losing their lives at our militarized and closed borders around Europe. Our hearts go out to their loved ones, and it's just such a waste of potential of human life. And we're truly saddened tonight. But this has to mark a point of change for this government. This government is pursuing an agenda that aims to deny refugees protection.
Ms. Gardner says until safer passage is allowed for migrants across the Mediterranean and Europe, there will be more deaths. She's calling on the UK government to act and establish a new policy on asylum.
Until we offer people ways to travel safely and in a regular way, that we know where they are and that they're safe and who they are, and they come into our system and seek asylum in a system that is functioning properly, we will continue to see these tragedies. And it really is the time for this government to turn around and give us a new approach on asylum.
Claire Mosley is founder of Care for Calais, a volunteer-run charity working with refugees in the UK, France, and Belgium. She says that people smugglers are an underlying issue and that Britain needs to change its asylum policies.
In our opinion, the people smugglers are a symptom rather than a cause of the problem. The cause, the underlying situation, it's the fact that in order to claim asylum in the UK, you have to be physically present here and there's no way for them to get here. That's why they're making the dangerous journeys. Please believe me, they don't want to. If there was an alternative, then they wouldn't be doing it. So it's the situation that's causing the problem. If that situation didn't exist, the people smugglers wouldn't be here. It's the situation that's creating the business model for the smugglers.
French police said this week they detained 15 suspected members of an international migrant smuggling syndicate that helped people illegally cross the channel to Britain. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.